From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a British plane crash takes the lives of members of the Bin Laden family. Family members of the late al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden were among four people killed Friday in a private jet crash near London. British and Saudi media reports say three passengers were relatives of the late al-Qaeda leader. The pilot also died in the crash. The Saudi ambassador to the UK used the embassy's official Twitter account to offer condolences to the bin Laden family without confirming their identities. Police said the executive jet crashed into a parking lot near a car auction site and burst into flames while trying to land at Blackbush Airport, 65 kilometers southwest of London. The plane was en route from Milan, Italy. No one on the ground was hurt. An investigation is underway. Representatives of the world's media are gathered outside a French defense site in the southwestern portion of that country as a piece of plane wing that could be from the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 has arrived. French authorities imposed extraordinary secrecy over the 2-meter-long piece of wing, putting it under police protection in the hours before it left the island of Reunion en route to the French military site. Reporters were being kept outside the facility where French aviation experts were trying to establish whether wreckage was part of a Boeing 777, which disappeared March 8, 2014, with 239 people aboard. Air safety investigators, including one from Boeing, have identified the component as the flaperon from the trailing edge of a plane wing, a 777. A U.S. official said the official was not authorized to be publicly identified. This is VOA News. Ebola experts are hailing the development of a highly effective Ebola vaccine, but they're cautioning that widespread availability of the vaccine is still months away. The World Health Organization has told reporters that the vaccine may indeed avert major epidemics in the future, but warned that it will be a bit longer before the shot is approved by regulators. The WHO's Ebola Response Coordinator in Guinea, Mohamed Belhotsin, said the development should be celebrated, but people should not let their guard drop as yet. The World Health Organization says work is moving ahead on a plan to reform the organization's ability to respond speedily and effectively to international health emergencies.
These reforms have been triggered by worldwide criticism of the World Health Organization's slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. The WHO's Director General, Margaret Chan, did not declare Ebola an international public health emergency until August 8, 2014. This was more than 4 months after Guinea had declared Ebola a national health emergency. Dr. Chan says WHO will be implementing reforms in six main areas.
The development of a unified program for emergency. Internally, within the organization, we are implementing faster, more streamlined internal procedures.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Taliban has released an audio message from the new leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the Taliban jihad will continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. He says all decisions will be taken in the light of Islamic law, be it war or peace talks, and advised his followers not to pay attention to rumors being spread about the Taliban campaign. Mansour says the Taliban leadership will make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all costs. He said Mullah Omar gave him all of the responsibilities while he was still alive, so he is simply continuing with the mission as instructed by the late leader. Mansour's emphasis on maintaining unity in the Taliban ranks gives credence to reports that his appointment has caused rifts in the Islamic insurgent group. Earlier on Saturday, the Taliban denied reports of the death of Jalaluddin Haqqani, the founder of the Haqqani Network. Friday, the Taliban announced that Haqqani's son, Sarajuddin Haqqani, had been appointed one of two deputies to Mullah Mansour, the new leader of the militant group. In a Pashto language statement sent to VOA and other media outlets Saturday, a Taliban spokesman said Jalaluddin Haqqani was sick but is now fully recovered. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.